Did Jenny ever work in the store? Did Mama work?
Listen, he's at a store for his hand.
I know. The brother store.
Mr. Henry had a store. Is that at his house?
I didn't know that.
Well, he did. That's where you born. That's when your father was a little boy.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't go up that night, you know, to get things. And he let us have it, you know, what us do. Then he tell me, Jenny, he knowed us, you know. See, he knowed us. He knowed me before I married, and I knowed him before he married.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jenny, get up and make some tea. Old Travis ain't done nothing but passing them tests. That's what he'd say, you know. And he would he'd give us a sack of flour and sugar. I'd glad of it myself.
Things were a lot harder then, especially on...
Oh, yes, sir. It was hard everywhere. It was hard when Miss Kelly was. It was hard then. That was when Lou was in Tissy. You wasn't born then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was during, must have been during the Depression, huh?
It was. When folks were taking cars for 30 cents a month. Beans for 15 cents a month. I picked a minute. Cars for 30 cents a month. I went to Minion there all day from sun to sun for 40 cents. Minion. And listen, I picked cotton right down there since I've been up here on this river for 30 cents a hundred. 45 years ago. But he went on up and done better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody was doing that. It wasn't hard. It wasn't hard then. It wasn't hard. People lived better then than they do now. You know, it wasn't all this sickness. You see, you know, this old frozen stuff and don't know how long it's been.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick. Well, we raised what we eat and was healthy people.
What did you raise?
We raised hog, chicken, peas, potatoes, anything what we had, sir. That we had plenty. You didn't have nothing but flour and sugar. And people were so healthy. Mr. McKenna, people wasn't sick like they is now.
Yeah.
You can't hardly stuck up with a person my age. It ain't 7 years. 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Long time when I was a child, old people was working, getting along better than me. Old people. They didn't get sick like us people now. People just not get sick now. There ain't no time. I can't live up one of them buckets there. And I seen the time I took 100-pound sack of ground, took put it out my husband where I want, take it in cash and put it where I want. Didn't bother me. But now I couldn't. So I picked up one of them buckets. I got to lay down all evening. Can't catch breath hard. Got to lay down.
You're a tall woman. I mean, I guess you were a big woman for your day then, too.
Yeah, I used to be a large, fat person when I was young.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You were stout.
Yeah, I sure was. And no end to my strength. Now, if I pick up one of them buckets, I can pick it up. Well, Lord, I got to lay down all evening. Catch breath. I ain't okay. Ain't a bit of time.
Tell me about raising hogs. Have you, you know?
I got two out there now. I like to raise hogs.
Y'all would kill them?
Yes, sir. We'd kill them and didn't have cameras in cold stores. Folks kill them, you know, and pack them up in the smokehouse and then took the meat up and smoked it. But now you put all kind of old stuff on it, you know, and that helps to keep you sick, too. It kept people sick, but they don't believe it, you know. I don't quit eating it. I don't eat all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just eat what I raise now. Beans and greens and gone now. I thought it would be something big to get all this stuff. I didn't know it was taking my health, you know. But that's what it did. See, ain't no telling how long they done had it in that cold store when you get it. And then you try to get it and keep it.
Yeah. How did y'all keep things cold long days ago? Were you able to?
Mm-mm. Nothing get us some ice and buried, you know. In the ground. Didn't have an ice box. Didn't have no freezer deal and no electric light. Just had a lamp.